This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing to cast doubt on the integrity of the national election by expressing concern about potential fraud with mail-in ballots, a scenario that many officials say is being vastly overblown. Trump told reporters Thursday on the White House South Lawn that he's not sure this year's election can be fair.
I don't know that it can be with this whole situation. Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody, and we'll see.
The president claimed that a lot of ballots were found in a river, and those with his name on them were thrown in a waste paper basket. A small number of military ballots were discarded, and 9 have been recovered as part of an investigation, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Middle District of Pennsylvania. Trump has repeatedly expressed concern about plans by a number of states, including California, Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, to automatically dispatch mail-in ballots to all state residents for the election. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, both Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sought to reassure the American public Thursday that there would be a peaceful transition of power should the president lose in November. Republican Senator Mitt Romney told reporters he is confident that there will be a peaceful presidential transition or continuation.
There's no question but that all the people who had sworn to support the Constitution would assure that there would be a peaceful transition of power, including the president.
Mitch McConnell and other leaders of Trump's Republican Party had no hesitation in committing to an orderly transfer if Trump loses. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. China's ambassador to the United Nations lashed out at the United States for its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic at a UN Security Council meeting on Thursday. Ambassador Zhang Jun told the council the United States has seriously disrupted the joint efforts of the international community to fight the pandemic.
I must say, enough is enough. You have created enough troubles for the world already.
His comments came shortly after the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Kelly Craft, blasted the World Health Organization and the Chinese Communist Party during her speech at the Security Council.
That lack of independence, transparency, and accountability is why President Trump made the decision for the United States to withdraw from the WHO and why we will continue to call for reform of that organization.
Kraft's address came days after U.S. President Donald Trump assailed China over the coronavirus in his address to the U.N. General Assembly. Britain is planning to host clinical trials where volunteers are deliberately infected with the new coronavirus to test the effectiveness of vaccine candidates. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
Britain confirmed it was working with partners on potentially hosting trials, but did not comment on any specific plan. One pharma company, Open Orphan, confirmed Thursday that it is in advanced negotiations with the UK government for a challenge study. There are still hurdles to overcome before any trial can happen, as regulators would need to give their approval. Two of the world's leading drug makers, AstraZeneca and Sanofi, said their vaccine candidates were not involved in the program.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. The latest government figures show an unusually high number of Americans are still seeking unemployment aid. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says 870,000 people in the U.S. filed for jobless benefits last week, a high figure that proves the coronavirus is still squeezing many businesses, including restaurants, airlines, and hotels. The number of people who are continuing to receive unemployment benefits dropped to 12.6 million. That total has steadily declined over many months, an indication that some of the unemployed are being rehired and that others have used up their jobless aid. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Wall Street rallied in a rocky session on Thursday with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials closed up 0.2%, while the S&P gained 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.37%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.